We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Karen, you just got home from the bar last night, and you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Karen, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Karen. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Karen.
Hey, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hi there, Dr. Kat.
Hi, Ross. We're here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions. If you would only just call our listener line at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968. And you can go to adamandeve.com right now, and you will get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping off your entire order when you enter the code DRKAT at checkout. That's DRKAT. So, Ross, were you lucky enough to see that snippet out there on YouTube with Katy Perry and her boobs up around her neck as she's chasing Elbow?
Are you kidding? I thought it was terrific. I thought it was fantastic. I love the clip. I love Katy Perry.
Yeah. She's pretty awesome.
And
I dig her.
What is the fucking problem? Okay? That's all I have to say. What is the fucking problem?
Okay. So, as a parent, I get the whole thing of, like, it seems like her boobs were in the puppets, the Muppets' faces.
Okay.
The outfit itself, a little out there, because it did seem like...
Was it a wedding dress?
No, it was kind of this lime green, kind of structured...
Well, I remember. Okay, so it was like a strapless
super
dress,
low cut, yes.
But it had the netting around the shoulders.
It did.
But then she had a little veil on, and I'm thinking
she did. I don't know. I don't know about the wedding like reference. She and Elmo. I guess maybe I wasn't paying attention to the clip. Was that supposed to be a part of the storyline?
Well, I didn't see the clip on YouTube. I have to admit,
she and Elmo on their wedding night. No wonder people had issues.
There was running involved. The thing is, I saw the clip,
yeah.
But I didn't hear the sound. I just sort of saw the clip or whatever. But come on. Number one, these kids, anyone who's watching Sesame Street, you know, if they're looking at anything, and if they are looking at her boobs, which they're not, they're thinking, snack. You know? And it's like, hey, bring that over.
Or at least Russell Brand snack. I'm sure he'd be totally all over that.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, the Sesame Street producers, come on. Katy Perry, her whole career is built on the fact that she's kissed a girl.
Right.
And have you seen her album cover for Teenage Dream?
Boobs.
But, well, I mean, it's just, she's naked laying on clouds.
Oh, that, yes.
You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
right.
So, come on.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Do we know who, did she show up in that outfit? Or did she, you know, did the producer say, no, not the tube top, not the one piece.
Not the pasties.
The wedding dress. Exactly. That's the other thing. You know, I think parents, someone, whoever, completely overreacted.
Yes.
You know, number one. And it's also, I'm wondering how much of it is suggestive, as you say, you know, her background. Because it's almost like if Jemma Jameson went
right.
on Sesame Street, not that I'm suggesting that she does, unless she's wearing a freaking cowl neck sweater, everyone's going to think it's risque just because she's a porn star, you know.
Right.
So not saying that Katy Perry is a porn star, but I'm just saying she has these great outrageous outfits that certainly show off her figure.
Yes.
So this, in my opinion, which was tame, people are reading into that sex pot image and, you know, I think just they're projecting that onto the Sesame Street.
Yeah, but what a coup, because everybody is talking about it. And I don't know, I'd be curious to see what Sesame Street's ratings were like, because maybe it's like, oh, okay, sure, Katy Perry and, you know.
Oh, do you think it could have been self-created?
Yeah, a little bit of a ruse.
By
you know, apparently,
Sesame Street people.
Right, and apparently she's going to come back and she's going to do another snippet, and funny how it got leaked onto YouTube. I can't think of any other Sesame Street outtakes on YouTube that everyone's had all the interest
Very true.
With.
So. The other thing I find interesting, too, is that you know, Elmo's naked.
All the time.
Think about it. Okay?
And he needs some manscaping.
There you go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Yeah.
We'll be following this and report back to everyone and let you know if there's another clip of maybe Katy Perry. And oh my God, the other thing is with what's the Count's name?
Oh, Count. Not Dracula. Count Dracula.
Count. No. Yeah, the Count on Sesame Street. Apparently, more, you know, a big issue with that because they're going to be doing a True Blood takeoff
Ooh,
on Sesame Street.
There you go.
So I have a feeling This is all little media ruse, but
a Bert and Ernie, you know, vampire sandwich.
Ooh, we'll look for that one.
I want to see them on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Oh, you're right. Half naked.
There you go.
In a bed.
Done.
Ticket, or The Advocate, Bert, Ernie.
There you go.
Yeah. And we actually have questions to answer.
Okay. Our first question is from Earl. How can I get my girlfriend of 8 years to squirt? She's only... Okay, I'm going to get it out. She's only done it once. This is so your question. I don't even know what that means.
I was just going to ask. It's like, do you know what squirt means?
I know. I mean, yeah. I mean,
sort of good. Okay.
Okay, so, I was in college once. There's the video, and it's like coming out and gushing, and it's like, what is that?
You're right. You're right. And so for all of you out there who are or not aware of it, female ejaculation. Basically, it has to do with stimulation of the G-spot in women, which is a mystery and potentially elusive. I mean, there's all this conjecture about whether the G-spot exists or whether it doesn't.
Okay.
Assuming that it does, everyone that, you know, I've talked to within the field of sex research, that yes, women all have G-spots, the Grafenberg spot. It's kind of on the inside of the vagina, about an inch and a half, 2 inches in on the top wall.
Okay.
And it's just a little bundle of nerves. And apparently there used to be a gland associated with it, much like the prostate in the men.
Ah, there you go.
Hence, when you stimulate it, you
can... Lose control.
You can lose control. The thing is that within porn and within kind of the genres, there's this whole interest in women who squirt. Like, some guys super into it. They want to see the gushing. I don't know. I can't vouch for all those videos that they're necessarily real.
All right. So here's my question, a little clinically here, because anything else is just going to make me vomit. No, I'm kidding. What comes out? So we know when a man ejaculates, it's semen. So what's coming out of the vagina?
So it's been analyzed, and it's definitely, it's not urine.
Okay.
And it's not typically what vaginal lubrication is. It's some other kind of other fluid.
Oh, my God. That cures cancer.
Oh, my God. That will solve everything.
That's what I always think. Whenever they come up with something freaky like that, it's like, okay, and that is going to cure cancer. Right,
that
there.
Or it's going to replace Botox in a matter of years.
Right. Spit it on my face, baby, because I'm going to look like I'm 17.
That's right. Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian won't have an issue with Botox. She'll just be able to use the female ejaculation fluid. Anyway, so really the question is, this guy's obviously into it. His girlfriend has been able to do it once, which means she'll probably do it again. The thing is with squirting, with ejaculating, some women, when they have their G-spot stimulated, don't squirt at all. It's okay, but they still get an orgasm, which is great.
Right.
Other women, it can be like a teaspoon. Other women, it can, you know, fill up your beer mug. There you go. Put the towel down.
Okay.
Ross is having a hard time with this.
I'm a modern guy. Okay.
Just don't squirt anywhere near him. Anyway, so if she's done it before, she can do it again. I would suggest that now that you know it specifically has to do with the G-spot and specifically where it's located, the best way to get to that position, if you're looking as far as penis-vagina sort of sex, would be rear entry.
Okay.
That happens to hit the spot more. Also, inserting the fingers and kind of putting them in like a hook shape and going back and forth on the G-spot.
12-inch penis doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Well, it does hurt, but...
Only for a minute.
There you go.
And then, also, there are plenty of toys out there. I think AdamandEve.com sure have plenty of G-spot toys. Just look for the G-spot toy and go home and do your little homework assignment and just lay the plastic down and have fun.
There you go. Goggles. Don't forget the goggles.
Call our listener line, 213-270-1968. Any question, anytime, just leave us a message, 213-270-1968. And now we have Anna from New York City wanting to know, about exhibitionism. Mm. I tend to leave my blinds open when I have sex. I like the idea of neighbors watching me have sex. I mentioned this to a girlfriend of mine, and she says something's wrong with me. It's not like I have to be watched when I have sex, but I really get off to it. None of the guys I'm with seem to have a problem. So,
okay.
I guess there's not really a question. It's more
she
like
she wants permission.
She wants permission. She wants to know that she's normal.
Do it, girl. Do it.
And I'm thinking New York City. I'm thinking, like, remember the Friends episode with the naked guy?
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, he got into it. As long as she doesn't live across from a kindergarten. Right.
I would say, yeah, to kind of feel that situation out, make sure that, you know, obviously that people don't have to look. You know, I mean, granted, you don't want there to be a kid directly across from me, and then that's a whole other issue.
Right.
But, you know, if you feel comfortable with it, and you know, I'm wondering about these guys, though, like, are they actually giving consent, or are they just not paying attention and having sex with her, and in the meantime, she knows that they're being watched? That's a little manipulative, but...
Right, it's like, you don't want a hidden camera, just as, you know... Well, although, I guess, if you're having sex with someone, you know if the blinds are open.
You should know.
Yeah.
But if she were a guy, and he was bringing girls in, and would you put it on the girls to, like, make sure that they knew that they weren't having sex in front of an open window?
I don't know. I mean, I think that I would know. You know, if I'm walking in and, you know, we're getting jiggy, then I'd be like, you know what? Do you have a shade for that or a blind or...
Or take it to the ground.
Right, exactly.
Move it to the shower. Move it somewhere else. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it's perfectly fine. She's into the whole exhibitionism thing. She's into being watched. Obviously, it doesn't seem like a fetish to me because she says she can have sex and get aroused without that being a variable.
Right.
So that's great. And, you know, worst case scenario, if she's with someone who isn't into it, just get into some fantasy play instead. You know what I mean? If she's got to go somewhere in her head where she projects it, that's okay too.
Or tape it, webcam it, or, you know, whatever, which is a little more in control. Again, full disclosure.
Be careful
you
don't with that.
Yeah, exactly. But you need to tell your partner that this is being taped or this is my fantasy and let's do that.
Right.
There has to be consent there.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think, you know, you cover your bases that way, you know, have at it. It's New York City. Most people live there, and they get shows every day from their window.
Cover the bases, open the blinds.
And don't forget, you can call our listener line at 213-270-1968. We choose questions for our podcast every week. Leave a question, and we'll be sure you get an answer.
Yes. Here's a question from Rob in Tucson. I have a hard time staying hard. It just started to happen a couple of years ago. I drink pretty regularly, and that doesn't seem to help. I'm a 27-year-old guy, and I feel like I'm too young to have this kind of problem. What's up? Not his penis.
not his dick. Not dick is enough.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Well, let me give the little caveat that...
Give it, Dr. Cat.
Okay. So there is obviously the myth that stiff breeze, any guy should be able to get it up at any point, at any time, right? That it should be on demand, that if you're a healthy guy, that all the plumbing's working.
Right.
You know, you should have your erections, you know, every seven minutes
on
the minute.
You're horny, keep it rock hard.
Right. Exactly. Right. And that is a myth, because there are lots of variables that can affect this sort of thing. Age, hormones, medications, and in this case, obviously alcohol.
Booze. That's what I was going to say. You know, right there, the thing that jumped out for me is the booze. A lot of people use, you know, alcohol as a sort of a lubricant, a sexual lubricant, as you were, to loosen things up. But what people seem to forget sometimes is that alcohol is also a depressant.
Right.
So,
it depresses your central nervous system.
Exactly.
So it can actually slow you way down.
One drink is, you know, you're going to get busy. Four drinks and you're going to be loosey-goosey.
That is right.
Yeah.
And the one other thing I would point out, too, as long as he hasn't had issues with getting erections before when he's not drinking.
Right.
You know, that to me, if that's the case, he might want to get a medical workup just to make sure that there isn't a plumbing issue or anything like that.
Right.
But barring that, it might just be a matter of laying off the sauce a little bit.
Right, exactly. And make an experiment. I mean, does he have to drink to have sex? If that is the case, then you have a drinking problem. That needs to be addressed, not your erection. However, if you can go, you know, next weekend without having a drink and you have full-on, you know, Mount Rushmore, then, you know, logic dictates that it's probably the booze.
That's right. So lay off the booze, see what happens, and hopefully you'll be back in the swing of things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today, and don't forget to call into our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. And you can go to adamandeve.com right now, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code Dr. Cat. In addition, if you want to follow me around a bit on Twitter or Facebook, you can find me through drkat.com. That's drkat.com. And, of course, subscribe to this lovely podcast here, Sex Chat with Dr. Kat, on iTunes. Thanks, Ross.
You're welcome, Kat. It was a pleasure.
Toodles.
Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.